What's going on, guys? Welcome to the Relentless Life Podcast. I'm your host, Chance Galloway. I created this podcast to help individuals find their purpose in life, to never give up, and to learn how to live relentlessly through the minds of individuals who exemplify what it means to live a relentless lifestyle. Are you ready to take this journey with me? Let's take off. What's going on, Facebook? Happy freaking Wednesday. What's going on, Instagram? Happy freaking winning Wednesday. I hope you guys, for those of you guys that are just tuning in, are having the best Wednesday of your entire life. I'm going to scoot this back just a little bit. Scoot that back just a little bit. Steven, my man, happy freaking Wednesday, brother. Good to see you in here. No surprise that you're in the live. Love it, love it, love it. Edwin, what is going on, bro? I hope you're having the best Wednesday of your entire life. If you guys are just tuning in, let me know how your day's going in the comments below. Let me know what you guys are up to. You guys are celebrating any wins today. What's everybody up to? It's freaking Wednesday. We're halfway through the week. I'm having a great freaking Wednesday, guys. A great start to my day. So drop some fire if you guys are having a great freaking Wednesday. Anna Spence, what's going on, girl? Happy freaking Wednesday. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's live stream. If you guys need to go at any point during this live, make sure you guys come back. Babe, what is going on? Happy freaking Wednesday. I hope you're having the best day at the pharmacy. Gabriel, brother, happy freaking Wednesday. I hope you had the best event yesterday, brother. You got to let me know how it went. And also, I got something to show you, man. I got some gel in my hair. This is 2 out of 2 days in the last couple of days. So definitely, maybe I'll leave the hat off for Gabriel. That might look good. Guys, hat or no hat? Hat or no hat? Let me see in the comments. Hat, no hat. I'm going to do no hat today. We're going to rock no hat because we got a fresh haircut. We're going to rock the fresh haircut here. So let me know, guys, how your freaking day is going. Like I said, I'm having the best day of my entire life, of my 20 years of being on this freaking earth. I hope you guys are too. Good choice. I love it, brother. Steven, best day of my life. Yes, freaking sir. That is the energy, guys. Guys, there's a reason why I say this every day. There's a reason why I tell you guys to have the best freaking day ever, because if you're not having the best day ever, well, then what the hell are you doing? Like, what are you doing? Every day is a gift. You got to look at every day as a gift. Every day your eyes open, every day that you can walk outside and the sun is shining is a good freaking day. Is a good day. Okay, I'm excited for this one too, babe. This is going to be a good episode, guys. This is going to be a good episode. And actually, I was inspired not only by one of my clients today for this video, but my girlfriend, DK Curry. She said, why don't you do an episode on men's mental health? Like, you haven't spoken about it in a little bit. And I think that, you know, it's something your clients, your followers, your subscribers to your podcast, your listeners, they need to hear. And you said, you know what, babe? You're right. I need to speak about prioritizing mental health. And, you know, I think a lot of people get this notion confused that, you know, it's one thing, right, to set a goal or set a fitness goal and want to go and be better physically, right, to demand physical health and be in better shape, right? But what so many people oftentimes forget in that process is that, you know, we can get so consumed with bettering ourselves outside of our mind that we eventually lose focus on what really matters and what we should really prioritize. And that is our minds. And that is our mental health. You know, that is dealing with and managing things like anxiety, managing depression, managing childhood trauma that we still have yet to bring up. You know, guys, so many of us men are struggling from the inside with these issues, and we're just not speaking about it. That's why men are 6 times more likely to commit suicide, guys. And I don't like speaking about that, but that's the truth. Men are much more likely to take their own life because they're taught, based off of our society, that speaking or that crying or that getting emotional or talking about our feelings is a form of weakness. And I think that that is complete bullshit. I do not think that that's the narrative our society needs to be shoving down the throats of men in our society, in our community. You know, if you guys agree with this, let me get a hell yeah in the comments. If you guys can relate to what I'm saying, let me get some fire. Let me get some hell yes in the comments below, guys, because this is something that needs to be heard across the entire world. You know, the whole world, guys, needs to hear about men's mental health. It is not spoken about nearly to the extent, in my opinion, that it should be spoken about. And yes, Steven, thank you for tagging Brendan. Guys, if you're just tuning in and you know any men that need to hear, or women, right? Women are super important for this matter. Women are very important for this matter because, you know, when men are in a relationship with their wives or with their girlfriends or fiancés or whoever it is, or another man. It doesn't, not even just, I'm talking about women though. They have a very important role in that man's life to be there for him and to make him open up and to show him it is okay to cry. It is okay to express how you're feeling, Steven or Josh or Brendan or Gabriel. It's okay to let those feelings out and let those emotions out and express who you really are, express what is on the inside. How do I feel? When's the last time you guys checked in with yourself? I mean, when's the last time you really stepped aside and said, how's Steven doing? How's he doing? Have a conversation with yourself. You know, look at yourself in the mirror. And I talk to myself all the time, guys. Yeah, I don't care if you think that I'm crazy, but I do. And I check in with myself when I'm doing my daily affirmations in the mirror, when I'm writing them down or when I'm saying them out loud, or I'm just writing down my feelings or my emotions. I'm okay with that. And I do those things because I know my mind needs those things because I live such a busy lifestyle. I'm starting to get a lot of hate from people, right? Certain traumas from my childhood that I'm still dealing with. Past relationship issues, trust issues. I mean, can I get an amen? Is anybody out there listening? Does anybody feel like you can kind of relate to this? Like, who else holds their emotions in? There's men everywhere, guys. I've seen this. I've seen this in my clients. I've seen this in my dad. I've seen this in my uncles. I've seen this in men all around me. And, you know, guys, it's, and Josh is commenting in here. And guys, we're going forward with the podcast. I'm not even going to do an intro here. We're just going to run this one for today. And sometimes, you know, that's kind of how I roll this podcast. When I get into a rhythm of a certain topic, I don't even like say, let me just do the intro. I just kind of roll with it. But Josh, I see here that you're saying it's long time in my profession doesn't allow it. And I believe you are a firefighter, Josh, if I'm not mistaken. And that's a shame that it doesn't allow that. And what I strongly encourage you to do, Josh, is to find another male companion, another source of male leadership, another male friend, a group of men, something. Join a Facebook community, join a tribe, join a brotherhood that is making that a priority, that shows you through example, leads you through example that's a priority. Because if you're not expressing those feelings and how you really feel, I'm telling you right now, Josh, it's gonna catch up to you. And if it hasn't already, it will. It will. And I speak from experience, guys. I speak because I used to let my emotions fester. You know, when someone would ask about them, I would not want to talk about it. I wouldn't want it to come out. And I'd be like, oh no, I'm fine. Right? We all say, oh no, I'm fine. I'm good. Yeah, I'm good. I'm fine. How's your day gone? It's good. How are you? I'm fine. I'm good. No, you're not fine. You're not fine. Guys, you're hiding behind raw emotion. And it can be cancerous, guys. This can have a severe effect on your physical health for the rest of your life. And that's what I'm trying. That's what I want you guys to get, you know, to understand. Good to see you, brother. Let's go. Oh, you're saying that to Steven. Let's freaking go, boys. This is awesome. You said yes, NMEMT. So, man, I can understand. That is a stressful freaking position, dude. That is a stress. You're dealing with anxiety-ridden situations all the time. I mean, you're rolling up on scenes, right? And trying to save lives, and you're running into buildings, and things are chaotic, right? And you have to live with that. Steven, bro, you have a kind of a similar career, right? Like, you deal with bad people. You deal with hard situations, right? With people that need their lives to be saved within a very short time frame. And it makes you freaking anxious, makes you stressed, because you know if you don't give it your 110%, that person could lose their life. You know, and when you do those things day in, day out over a certain period of time, it catches up to you. And when certain things start to manifest and start to fester, they build up and build up and build up. And if we're not releasing, guys, just like when we go and release our energy in the gym and we release when we have sex, right? Like, I'm not going to hide what I'm saying here, guys. Like, that's why sex feels so good, because you're releasing these endorphins. You're releasing these sexual feelings. You're releasing this sexual tension. The same thing applies with our minds, right? When we're holding in these feelings, it's the same principle. It's the same exact principle. Andrew, thanks for joining in today, my brother. But guys, mental health needs to be your priority over your fitness goals. Like, Steven, even you, bro, you're crushing our program. You're up 10 pounds in 12 weeks. You're loving it. You're crushing it. You're a leader in this community. and I'm super stoked to have you here. But as you know, you and I have had conversations one-on-one about stuff you've been going through, and that's a good thing. That is a good thing that you're able to emotionally open up to another man and to another brother and another friend. It doesn't matter who it is. It just matters that you open up and that you're heard, right? People just want to be heard, you know? People just want to be, like, they just want an ear sometimes. You know, they don't want someone feeding them a shovel of bullshit saying, oh, you're going to be okay. You're going to get through it. Let me know if you need anything. That's not something that someone wants to hear who's going through depression. That's not something someone wants to hear who is anxious 95% of their life. That's not something someone wants to hear when they just lost their child or a loved one or the love of their life. That's not something someone wants to hear when they work in a hospital and they're around people dying all the time. Like, guys, there's people in a lot of pain and that are struggling severely on a mental level, and all they want is for someone to fucking listen. For someone to listen. I want you guys to write that in the comments. I want you guys to write that in the comments. People want people to listen. That's it. People want people to listen. I want to see it in the comments from some of you guys. People want people to listen. And that's what it comes down to, guys. It comes down to finding, you know, another person, another soul on this earth, or a group of souls, a group of people, a group of men that are willing to listen to you, that are willing to say, man, you know, I can relate to you, or I really can't relate to you, but I can only imagine what you're going through. And just be there to listen. Just open up your ears, right? Oh, God. Sorry, guys, I was getting a phone call. Just open up your ears, right? And that's what it comes down to. That's what it comes down to, you know? And so many people don't understand. My girl, Kate, babe, you and I talk about this all the time, right? Kate is a phenomenal listener. She will sit down with you for as long as it takes and just open up her mind, open up her ears, shut her mouth, and she'll just listen. And the amount of times this girl has countless hours, listened to me vent about what I was going through is unreal. And honestly, without her listening to me and allowing me to spew and vent my feelings and my anxiety and what I was going through, right? You guys have heard my story. Some of you maybe not. If it wasn't for her, I don't know what I would have done, right? I don't know where I would have gone. I don't know where I would currently be if it wasn't for her, right? We all need that one person or that group of people to help us, to guide us out of the darkness, someone to show us the light. Like, I look at God oftentimes, right? I look at God to show me, you know, especially when Kate wasn't in my life, when I was alone, didn't have many friends. I had my family, but sometimes certain things had to do with my family that I just had to, I had to be alone, right? I had to get away. Who out there has had, you know, problems or issues with family? We've all been there, right? We've all had issues with our mom or with our dad or our siblings or our uncles or our aunts or our grandparents. Like, we've all had some sort of family issue, tension, like drama. It's part of family, you know, family drama, shit happens. But I've been there, guys. And it sucks when you're in that situation, but sometimes you need to get away. You need to be alone. I look to God. I look to God to show me the light, to show me where, you know, where I needed to be. And every single time I found myself letting out my emotions, the only way that I was able to find freedom and to find security and to find the ability to breathe again was through letting those emotions out, to get those emotions out of my head, right? And I'm afraid to say this, guys, but so many of you, the reason why you're not accomplishing your fitness goals is because you're in your own damn way, because you're not willing to talk about these things. I know it sounds silly, right? It sounds super silly, just like a morning routine. Like, a lot of people are like, I don't need a morning routine. I'll get up, I'll go to the gym. No, you need organization, you need structure. Guys, you need a morning routine, just like you need good people, just like you need a good tribe, just like you need people to speak to and to listen, people that are going to listen. People want people to listen, Josh. People want people to listen, Steven. People want people to listen, Gabriel. People want people to listen, Cameron. People want people to listen, Caitlin. Guys, this is the formula. This is the formula right here. Listen up. We go through life every single day, right? Most of our days are very similar to yesterday. And tomorrow is probably going to be pretty similar to today. And that's just the raw reality of it, right? When I have a vacation, we might change up a career. We might get in a new relationship. We might take up a new hobby, right? We have these anomalies, right? These different hobbies or different things that start to happen in our lives. We start to change things up. But what happens is we get so caught up in the monotony of our everyday actions and our everyday habits and our career and our relationships that we forget, right? We forget about what's going on here. Well, what am I thinking about the majority of the time? And then you start to, you know, you're 30 years old and you're like, you know, I feel like this tightness in my chest, right? Like I never had this tightness in my chest, right? Spoken to people before. What is that tightness? Well, that's anxiety. You now have anxiety because for the last 10 years, you let life throw you all around and you didn't take 5 to 10 minutes every day, 365 days a year to cope with that 24-hour period worth of anxiety that you might have dealt with. And now you got 10 years, 365 days a year times 10. You got 3,650 days worth of tension, worth of anxiety, worth of depression, worth of insecurities built up because you never said, I'm worthy enough to speak about this. I'm worthy enough to make the decision to go find someone that's willing to listen to me, right? How many of you out there can relate to what I just said? I want to see a me in the comments if this is hitting with anybody, guys. If this message about men's mental health is hitting with anybody, I want to see me in the comments. I want to see who I'm speaking to right now. Steven, Josh, Kate, who's in here? Who can hear me? Who can hear this message today? Steven with the me in the fire. Let's freaking go, baby. Let's go, guys. Let's go. Me all day, Josh. Yes, sir. Me too, bro. Me too. I know this. Like I said, guys, I'm 25. I'll be 26 next month. And I was there, man. I was there. And the gym was my outlet for this. And then I lost the gym. And for so long, I wasn't used to just coming out to random people or to people that I trusted and just letting it all out. And then I started to do that when I lost the gym. I lost my source of happiness. I lost my source of therapy. And I was like, fuck, I need to start speaking about what's on my mind. Otherwise, I'm going to get these chest pains. I'm going to suffer from anxiety. I mean, who agrees, man? I mean, who's there with me? Who has felt those chest pains? Who has felt that anxiety build up? Who has felt the depression start to sink in, right? And every day you wake up, you're like, what am I doing? Why am I here, right? You start to ask those self-demeaning questions. The inner critic starts to wake up. You start to beat yourself down. You have those negative self-talks, right? And then you bottle it up, Steven, right? Josh, you start to bottle those things up and you start to suppress them. Every time you feel like it's starting to overflow and it wants to come out, you start to suppress those feelings. You start to suppress that anxiety, right? And that's the reason why you guys are stuck on your fitness journey. Plain and simple. Comes down to one thing, guys. The reason why you're not losing the 20 pounds, the reason why you're not gaining the 15 pounds of lean muscle, the reason why you're not putting on weight, the reason why you've been in the same freaking spot your entire life is because you guys are not prioritizing your mental health. You're not putting this first, right? You're trying to look at external things for happiness. You're trying to look at vacations or people or sex or drugs or going out and blacking out till 3 a.m. or anything other than what's inside. You're looking out here. You guys are looking in the wrong area for the solutions and for the answers to your problems. You guys have to look within to figure out what you really need. And the first step to that, guys, is speaking about it. The first step is self-awareness. And the way that we come in contact with self-awareness is by speaking about it. It's by letting those feelings out and saying, well, I for the last couple of years, I've been struggling with a personal health problem, right? Or my parents haven't been financially stable, or my girl and I were struggling with our finances and I just don't know what to do anymore. We have a baby on the way. My wife is 6 months pregnant. I don't know what to do, right? There's a recession coming. and I'm fearful. I'm scared. That's how I feel. Well, the first step, if that's how you feel, is putting it out in front of you and saying, wow, you know, getting a piece of paper and a pen and saying, I, Steven Sella, Josh, Caitlin Curry, Gabriel, I am scared. I am afraid that if I don't step the fuck up as a parent, step the fuck up as a husband or a wife, if I don't do that, if I don't step up, things are going to come crashing down. I'm fucking scared and I'm anxious and I have these thoughts. That's the first step. That is the first step. Writing it down. Guys, the first step, write it in the comments. The first step to mastering your mental health. And guys, I don't think we're ever going to master our mental health. We're imperfect. We're human beings, right? It's not about perfection. It's about applying these things to your daily life and doing the best damn job that you can do and trying to bring your best effort every day, giving it 100%, trying your hardest, waking up earlier, giving 1% more every day. That's what it's about. Opening up, being aware. So guys, number one, being aware. Be aware of your feelings. I want to see in the comments. Be aware of your feelings and emotions. Be aware of your feelings and emotions. Let's see in the comments. Guys, if you just are tuning in, you guys need to go back and rewatch our discussion, our little discussion here on men's mental health and how prioritizing mental health needs to be our number one. Because guys, if we're not good up here, everything else that subsides it, that is suboptimal to our mental health, our fitness, our relationship, our career, our family. Yes, even our family, right? Obviously, our family might come before our career, but without our mental health, guys, we're going to crumble. I mean, it's only going to take so much time until we start to crumble. We start to fall. We start to fade, right? We start to really break down. And now we're actually having to go and speak to a therapist, right? Having to spend tons of money to try to fix ourselves because we let so much time go by. It's the same thing with your eating habits, guys. If you eat like shit for 10 to 15 years, now you're 300 pounds, you're 130 pounds overweight, you feel like shit, you got diabetes, you're constantly in the doctor spending all this money. Well, now you have to work to reverse what you just did for the last 10 to 15 years. It's the same thing with our mental health. It doesn't just go away from one therapy session. It doesn't just go away the snap of a finger when we finally decide to open up and speak about our emotions. Guys, this is something we need to be consistent with every day. We need to be consistent with our emotions every day. So being aware of your feelings and your emotions is the first step. The second step is finding consistency with opening up to somebody. Being consistent with opening up to somebody, whoever it is, whether that's your tribe, your brotherhood. I look at this the example I like to bring up is the community, the Relentless Life community, the Relentless Life program. The guys in my community, I strongly encourage to either open up to me as their coach or to open up to the other guys, the other leaders in the community, right? Open up about what is going on. Like we're all in here. Yeah, we all want to get a six pack. We all want to gain 15 pounds of muscle. We all want to be more athletic. We want to bench press 250 pounds. We want to PR our squat, right? Whatever our fitness goals are. We want to run a mile under 5 minutes. Whatever you guys have goals for, right? That doesn't matter. None of that matters if this isn't intact, if this isn't being taken care of, because I don't care if you can suppress this for 3 months, for 6 months, for a year, guys, eventually it's going to catch up to you. And all of that you just work towards for your physical health, it's going to go down the drain. 99% of the time that happens. Why? Because you're so focused on the external and you forget to open up, you forget to acknowledge and be aware of your feelings and emotions. And then when you forget to do that, you're not consistent with opening up, right, to somebody else. Then you crumble, guys, and then you crumble, then you fall, then you fail. And then you're picking up a new addiction, right? You start doing drugs, you start drinking more, right? You start doing things that are negative, that are going to bring you down, that are going to bring you suboptimally to where you should be playing at. Right? Like your vibration. We just had a podcast on this yesterday. Our vibration. What level of vibration do you guys decide to play at? You know, and your vibration, guys, directly comes from how much you prioritize your mental health. Our vibration is everything. We just spoke about this yesterday, guys. Mental health is everything. And the two go hand in hand. That's why I wanted to do back to back. These episodes work perfectly. And I'm really happy that we got to speak about this today, guys. Because like I said, there's millions and millions of men that just don't know how to really open up. And I guarantee you guys, a lot of people listening to this might think that, you know, what I'm saying is just not relevant, right? Like, why do I need to speak about how I'm feeling? Like, I'm good. Like, you might have that arrogant thought and be like, well, not me. Like, I'm good. I'm good, dude. I'm good. I'm happy, right? I get to go out. I get my vacations. I got a good job. Got a good family. Maybe you do. Maybe you are happy. But I still guarantee you there's something deep down inside that has been bugging you your entire life that you will never bring up to anybody. Not saying you have to bring it up to that specific person, but go speak about it to somebody else. Go put it on someone else's shoulders. Go release it. Go have that release, right? Like I said earlier, like we have releases when we have sex. We have releases when we go to the gym and we release that dopamine and that serotonin. We hit a new PR. We're screaming, this is fucking awesome, right? Screaming at the top of our lungs. I earned this shit. That feeling. Guys, that's that release that you get when you speak about your emotions, when you prioritize your mental health. Because when we start to prioritize our mental health, our fitness goals start to fall in line. Mental health first, fitness goals second. I want to see in the comments. Mental health first, fitness goals second. Let me see in the comments. Let me see in the comments, guys. And I'm going to wrap this up soon. And then I'm going to go through these comments. I have a phone call at 1 o'clock. So got that phone call. And then I got to meet someone at 2:30. So we got a busy day. So I'm going to save those questions for the end, for the end of the show, guys. But that is it. That is all. That is what I wanted to bring your attention today, guys. So just to summarize what we spoke about, we want to prioritize our health, our mental health, guys. Mental health comes before anything. It comes before our fitness. It comes before anything external in our life, our careers, our relationships, our family, anything. Guys, anything, our hobbies, anything in our lives that is external to our mindset, to our mental health, must come after our mental health. Because when we can understand this and we can be aware, right? Like I said, first step is being aware. Be aware of your emotions. Be aware of how you feel. We can start to game plan and get consistent, right? We seek out that person we feel comfortable with, or that group of people that we feel comfortable with opening up to, people that we relate to, people that we know are in a similar situation as us. They feel as though, well, if he's going through it and he's opening up, I feel comfortable to open up myself about it, right? Right? That's what I believe in. Like, I share my story with you guys, and I expect for one or two of you guys to come out of the woodworks and say, Chance, I've been dealing with the same thing, man. I've been anxious. My whole life, I've suppressed my feelings. I get what you're saying about men being suppressed with expressing how they feel. That's the society we live in. And that's what I want from these podcasts. And I'm really excited, guys, that I was able to get on here and have some people in here commenting. Steven, Kate, Josh, thank you guys so much for being in here. Gabriel, you guys are awesome. You guys are winners. I hope you guys have the best winning Wednesday ever. Make sure to prioritize your mental health today. Do something for 5, 10, 15 minutes. It does not have to be very long at all. Throughout your day and your morning, before you go to bed, get away from your phone. Go lock yourself in a quiet room, a room that is a sanctuary for you, for your mindset, for your mental health, a place that is safe. I hate that word, like a safe zone, but a place that is safe for your mindset, for your mental health, for you to just go be you, totally relax, totally be vulnerable, and just meditate or just breathe or just write down your feelings for 5 minutes. Guys, it feels amazing. I do it every day. I have way too much on my mind to not do this every day. If I did, I would crumble. If I did, well, wouldn't have a fitness business. Well, I wouldn't have quit my job. I wouldn't be in a happy relationship that has been through fucking hell and back, by the way. Kate and I have been through an incredible amount of ups and downs together. You know, it's no new story to anyone that knows me or that knows Kate, and we're still here. So I'm grateful for all those things, but without that me time for Chance, I wouldn't be where I'm at. And without people like Kate, and now Steven, and people in my life that, you know, my family, that keep me that keep me grounded and make me feel comfortable and make me feel okay with opening up with how I really feel. I'm not just saying, I'm good. I'm fine. I'm good. No, it's good. It's good. You know, it's the people that know you're going through something and say, ask you that. And then you say, you're fine. That accept that fine as an answer, that don't challenge you and say, no, you're not fine. Let's be real. I like real people, guys. I like real people. I like down to earth, real, raw. Let's get to the core of this fucking problem, people. I'm about talking. I'm a big talker. Anyone that knows me knows I love to talk, not to hear my voice, but to express how I feel now. And I'm getting used to this feeling of saying, this is me. I go through anxiety every day. I've been through depression. I've had suicidal thoughts. I'm not going to shy away from that because that's my true colors. I've had issues with, I'm going to say it straight up, guys. I've had issues with being addicted to porn. Plain and simple. I'm not afraid of hiding anything from you guys. I'm not afraid. I've had issues in the past with finding coping in alcohol and then things that would numb the pain I felt with my body or numb the pain from a broken heart in the past or numb the pain from childhood trauma. I was there. I was there. And things like the gym saved me. But when I lost the gym and I lost my fitness, I had to figure out other ways to speak about these feelings that were still there because they never leave, guys. They never leave. So I hope that you guys got something from today. I'm not going to keep going on. That is it. That is all. Make sure you guys prioritize your mindset. Prioritize your mental health over anything else, guys. Your fitness goals, your external environment, your family, your career, anything. Mental health comes before all. Hope you guys stay strong today. If you enjoyed today's podcast, today's live stream, make sure you guys go in. If you haven't already, subscribe to The Relentless Life with Chance Galloway on either Spotify or the Apple Podcast app. Leave us a review, guys. That helps us get this message to more people. And of course, as always, screenshot either on Facebook, Instagram, or on the podcast itself. Screenshot your screen now and write down your biggest takeaway, guys, from today's episode 110, Prioritize Your Mental Health. Tag me at Chance Galloway Fitness. Post that up to your story on Facebook and Instagram so I know you guys got some fire value from today. I really love, guys, when I see you guys are interactive and you guys are taking action on these trainings, on these podcasts, on these live streams. It means the absolute world to me. So that is it. That is all. If you guys have the best Wednesday of your entire life, stay freaking relentless. We'll see you guys tomorrow at 12 p.m. Peace.
Thanks so much for listening today. I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you did, feel free to hit that subscribe button and leave a review. This helps further spread the message of The Relentless Life. You can find me on Instagram as Chance Galloway Fitness. I'm also available on LinkedIn and Facebook. If you have any questions following this episode, feel free to reach out to me at chancegalloway@live.com. Thanks again. Until next time, keep living consistently relentless.